Jake's not back, so I'm calling his phone. He ran to the bathroom.
See if he sounds like Tiger.
My bad.
I don't think he's going to answer.
Yeah. How long have we been back?
Well, like your call has 5 minutes.
To an automatic voice.
A short one. Stay hydrated.
Okay, whatever. They saw you clutching your bottom on the way down the hall. Are you okay?
There was no...
shaking out a cellophane bag as he was running down the hall.
Yeah, there was no classroom-style deuce today.
Yeah, you were in Cat's office hovering over his no. His trash can. Is Corby at SMU and joining us now still? Corby Davidson, do you read me over?
I do. I read you. Loud and clear.
Is Tony there too?
Tony's here.
Tony.
Tony, they need you.
I don't really need him, but...
Hello there.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Dan.
You ever seen Roadhouse?
Oh, yeah, one of my faves.
Oh, yes. Cool. Maybe you could join us if you want to discuss Roadhouse, because that's what we're here for. Thanks to the Alamo Drafthouse. Alamo Richardson is where the event was last night. I did not go because of on the sick. But you say it was great, like funny.
Oh.
Just the crowd was really into it.
Yeah.
This is the perfect kind of movie for the Alamo.
Tailor-made. People were laughing for the entire 2 hours.
Are you still doing your bit with the Alamo, Corby? Like when new releases come out?
Yeah, we're cranking it back up here very, very soon, as a matter of fact. I mean, we're not still doing it because there was a pandemic, but we're kicking it back, yeah.
Little more, Corby. Pump him up a little bit.
More me.
I have talked to the Alamo. I was talking to Jordan the other day. He said they're looking at Ghostbusters for you.
Hell yes.
There's a new Ghostbusters he said is going to be kick-ass.
Yeah.
Yep, Paul Rudd.
And they got Janine.
Janine Garofalo?
No.
Janine who?
Piro?
Janine the secretary from the original Ghostbusters with the red hair. Who was always like a fixation of mine as a child.
Yeah, like kind of weirdly hot.
Weirdly nerd hot. They got her. In her 50s or however old she is. And
50s?
I don't know. How old is she?
Dude, she's...
She was probably in her 20s when that movie came out.
Is that Annie Potts? Is
yes.
that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's hot.
She's also 68.
Yeah.
Okay. Still hot.
Okay, so Roadhouse was the movie of the month, though. The high tea movie of the month.
My grandfather at 100 told me that was his favorite movie ever made.
It's a man with good taste.
Yeah.
It is a wild ride. It was so 80s. I thought the sex scenes were so gratuitous. They did not...
So dumb.
They didn't need to be there, but it reminded me of, let's say, Risky Business. Or just, I don't know, name any other 80s movie that just has to show the lead having some good sex and make sure her top comes off a little bit. Not too much, but, you know. There was just boobs sprinkled throughout the movie.
Heavily sprinkled.
Right. And not that it's just for dudes, because Swayze was shirtless a lot, too. Which I'm not against. But, you know, it's not my preference, I guess. Not my P1. I'm more of a P2 on Swayze shirtless if I had to pick boobs.
Yeah, and you know the other thing about the sexual content? I don't know if you guys noticed this, but much like the Schlitzgay commercial from SNL.
Schmitz.
A lot of the shots started at a butt or a crotch or the breasts and then panned to like the rest of the shot. So like when they would change scenes, it would start with like a tight shot of Swayze's butt.
Yeah.
And then they would zoom out and show you the rest of the scene.
It's funny because I thought originally it was just the guy is like the best bouncer in the world, except for Sam Elliott. He's really the best.
The sensei.
And so different bars apparently will hire this bouncer to come in and clean up their bar, and then he'll be gone.
It's the most ridiculous premise ever.
But it turns out he wasn't there just to clean up that bar. He was there to clean up the whole town.
Here's my question, because obviously they run into the evil guy.
Wesley.
So evil.
Yeah.
There's the most evil guy there could be.
Like, pointless evil.
He just laughs maniacally as he drives on the road in whatever lane he wants to.
Right.
And he
blows
right.
up houses.
They have evil.
Like, geez, that's extreme.
They have evil parties where they just bring in topless chicks and dump them in the pool and laughing.
All of his friends are, you know, the fat guy and the strong guy and the karate guy. Like, they're all, like, rapey and awful and they're just scum of the earth, but he just finds them. Hey, you like to rape and pillage and do all that? Well, you're my guy.
His hot girlfriend had a black eye, because certainly he had to teach her a lesson at some point. We're intimating that.
Yeah.
Do you want to get in the writer's meeting? Because I'm a producer. I have a ton of money.
Okay.
I'm the producer, and I have you guys where I'm hiring some writers, and I've got a ton of money, and I got Swayze.
Yeah, I'm in.
So I need
really
a movie.
Need
I need a movie. It's the 80s. I got one of the hottest actors in the country, and I got a fistful of money. So you ready, boys?
Go on.
So what I need, Swayze wants it more than me, but I'm not against it. Swayze, can you guys get him in different shirtless scenes? Let's brainstorm. Tell me some scenes where he might be shirtless.
So my idea for this character is he's kind of a zen type. He kicks ass, but he doesn't want to. So he does like yoga. Can we do shirtless yoga?
Yoga.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, if he kicks ass, you can't kick ass with yoga.
Well,
karate
you can kick
yoga.
Ass
what if you did karate?
Too.
Karate yoga.
Yeah. So
Karate
Kid
yoga.
Was out a couple years ago. What if he did some kind of scene where he's just kind of training by himself?
Interesting. Maybe
shirtless.
With a lake in the background or something?
Yeah, out in a field or just somewhere nature-y.
Yeah,
because
I love it.
He connects with nature.
But he fights, so maybe also like boxing and like climbing up a rope in a barn.
Okay. Kind of now, does he use his legs thing? When he's climbing on the rope or just the arms?
No.
I think
why
he should just use
that?
His arms.
Yeah, just arms.
He's a tough guy, maybe getting some stitches
Ooh.
That he doesn't get an epidural or anything for.
Yeah, he likes pain, but actually
epidural.
He just doesn't.
Sorry, I've been having a kid.
That's true.
Anesthesia.
That.
He likes pain. Also, can we have him in...
Why does he even have to go to a hospital? How about he just stitches himself up?
Love it.
Beautiful.
Can we have him in gray sweatpants for half the movie so you can see his package?
Yeah. And his abs. Hey, I have something, if you don't mind.
Yeah. The writer.
This bouncer thing, though, can we make him more than a bouncer? Like, I would really prefer it if he was highly educated. Maybe even... Oh, I don't know, like a PhD from NYU?
all right, let's see here. We could do like...
Yeah, but how are we going to let the audience know that he has that?
We could do like U.S. history. We could do biology.
He'll just say it. He'll just tell the girl, the girlfriend or the potential, you know, girl love interest that he is that educated.
He's got it on his medical records, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So is he going to meet her in a bar? Because he's in bars a lot. Wait.
No.
He also goes to the hospital a lot.
Ooh.
Yeah, because he kicks ass.
What if she's a doctor,
cares?
So she's
doctor.
Like as smart as him.
Okay.
Right.
Wait, but he can't just date some nerdy, dumpy doctor. What if she's also the hottest doctor you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah, but just slap some big glasses on
her. Yeah, to sell this, she's got glasses as a doctor, but then when she's out DTF, she takes the glasses off.
Can I get her topless?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sure.
Just give her
an extra 10
grand.
I feel like we're to the point now where every actress we mention is topless.
Yeah, but she's kind of like she's a B cup or maybe a little C minus. I need some bigger in there. Can you guys get me some more boobs in this movie, too?
All of the rest of them.
All you want.
Okay.
Yeah, every other one.
He needs an enemy.
An enemy?
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of a salt of the earth guy, so I think he should be like a real rich guy who's pointlessly taxing a town for really no reason.
What if this enemy, though, has some kind of a prior relationship with that doctor?
Oh! All right. Conflict has arrived.
What if, though, this enemy, while he had rape parties and all sorts of fun stuff going on, can he have a collection of large trucks?
Monster trucks are huge right now. It's 1989. Are you
kidding
me?
What if I marry that with something? Because I got extra money here.
Okay.
I've already spent it on the cast and all that kind of stuff and the director, but we still have like $7 million laying here. I need some awesome car crashes or some kind of... I just need... You mentioned a monster truck. What if the monster truck drove over something?
Huh.
What about a bunch of somethings? Like an entire car lot.
Oh, now you're talking.
Wait.
For no real reason.
No, no, no. I got
really
a good reason.
The
so
plot
wait.
At all.
No, no, no. The car dealer once did business with our Zen bartender, and he's going to send a message that you don't do business with this guy because I'll ruin your business then.
Okay. Now I got it.
That's smart.
So I'm going to just send. And what if when we send the monster truck to run over every car he has on the lot, I laugh maniacally?
Yeah, that has to happen. So we've established that this guy kicks ass, our hero. But I feel like to really set it off, he needs like a finishing move. Now we could go with like he knees a guy in the face.
No.
We could go with like he bites a guy's toe. Or I was actually thinking, what if we have him literally rip the throat out of human beings with one hand whenever he's finishing a guy in a fight?
Hold on. He's done that before, but he doesn't ever want to do it again because it was
a last resort. Yeah.
It's talked about, though, within the movie, the context of the movie, but let's just let the audience think they'll never see it.
Right.
It's almost like the crane technique.
And then we're going to get to a point where his back is up against the wall and he has to do it again.
Yes.
Well, maybe the bad guy has like a evil twin of Swayze, like they're the exact same person, but this guy's just evil.
Yeah, and he's a real badass too.
Like,
and
he's good at karate and stuff.
Yeah. Awesome at karate. And also, like, just to let you know that he's tough, we're gonna make sure you know that the guy that is his main nemesis was in prison. And to convey that to you when he's kicking Swayze's ass, we're gonna have him say, "I used to F guys like you in prison."
Interesting.
I know it's an odd brag, but I feel like we need that in the movie.
I like it.
That was
I love it.
Strangest scene of the entire night.
Like, yeah.
Okay, dude. I guess.
But it was in the heat of the battle, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, we're going to have another protagonist in this movie, though. Is there some guy that would just kind of fit as far as like being a tough, gritty bouncer type? Maybe that had a cool mustache.
but is also pretty level-headed?
Yeah, yeah.
Call Sam Elliott.
Oh, my God, Sam Elliott.
See if Sam's free.
That's perfect.
What would Sam say if he saw the hot doctor? Wait, I got an idea.
That gal's got entirely too many brains to have an ass like that.
Oh, that's classic Sam. Classic Sam. He's got the voice, talking through the mustache. He was great.
Did it seem like that audio was low?
It did, but I think we all got it.
Okay.
All right, now throw everything else on the soundtrack and make it primarily synthesizers.
Wait a minute. Can we get one act to play the bar the entire time?
Well, you know what people are really into?
No, what is that?
Blues music played by blind white people.
On a slide guitar.
I love it.
I love the fact, too, that Swayze can. So when he's after he ripped the evil Swayze's neck out.
Yep.
Yeah.
The hot doctor saw that and kind of walks away disgusted.
What an animal.
She's not on board with this. That's too much. Then evil guy kills Sam Elliott. Swayze sends his car into evil guy's house for an awesome car crash.
That was killer.
Then he goes and kills all of evil guy's men. So he doesn't have a problem killing people, right? We thought
he did.
He'll, because he had ripped the guy's throat out in Memphis. So he's now proven, he'll go kill a bunch of people. He just killed 5 guys. But now here he is with evil guy. He's got this hand poised over his neck. He could rip it out. And he decides, I'm not going to do it. And that's where the evil guy almost kills him again, and eventually the evil guy gets killed. But
yeah, the evil guy gets killed because the town rallies around our hero.
But he's decided killing a guy in just a normal manner, okay.
Right.
Killing a guy ripping a neck out, that's too far.
Sounds like he's got a code.
He does.
And I think that's what this whole thing is kind of built around. Well,
let's go back to the PhD from NYU utilized to be a bouncer.
I'm going to say A+. Right.
Yeah. No, let's get this made. A+, 10 out of 10. Shout out to Corby's grandfather. I have similar opinions to Corby's grandfather.
So he's 100.
And he was child.
He has seen almost every movie ever.
Yes.
And he said this was the best.
This was the very best.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.